Greetings in the name of the Lord. This is Tina Claypole, your host today on Divine Healing Prayer and Deliverance Ministry Program. One of the roots of our faith is the Blessed Virgin Mary. She is Queen of the Universe, Queen of Heaven and Earth, our Mother, a Prophetess of all times. She, the Mother of the Redeemer, has a special place in the plan of salvation and in the lives of Catholics. Galatians 4:4, God sent his Son, born of a woman. Our Lady is above heaven and earth and has a heart so humble and so pure. She had no shame to serve. She was like a servant girl. Our Lady was not full of pride. She enlightens our intelligence and inflames our hearts. Mary didn't have a cart pulled by horses. She had no silver lining. Modern-day people do not know much about her. Do not be embarrassed to speak about Mary, the Mother of God. She is our universal intercessor. Do we give her high honor? Most of the time not. Do not allow anyone to malign her. We must speak the truth in love to those who do not know about our Mother. People need to understand Our Lady who gave us the greatest gift, the Christ child, Jesus. I remind you, do not be embarrassed about Marian doctrine. Bring a new awareness to another who might not know the truth about the Queen of Heaven and Earth. Mary crushes the head of Satan. There is no greater weapon than the rosary. Don't say it, pray it. Pray it on car trips, in groups, and as a family. Teach it to your children and grandchildren. The optimal attention span is short, but it only takes 17 minutes to say the rosary. Many non-Catholics ask, why do you pray to Mary? My experience through the years is that Mary is not existent in the lives of non-Catholics other than being the Mother of God. It is truly hard for me to comprehend because Our Lady was chosen to bear the Christ child, Jesus. The angel Gabriel appeared to Mary, a very young peasant girl. In Luke 1:26-31, we read, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, hail, favored one, the Lord is with you. Mary was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. Through life and in our health or difficult situations, we tend to doubt. Even Mary, the mother of the Son of God, doubted the angel saying to him, how can this be since I have no relations with a man? However, she had faith, trust, and believed. Because of her obedience, she was given the greatest gift of all. We venerate Mary as a model of love. Her many titles attest to how important she is in the history and the practice of our faith. Some of her titles include Virgin, Full of Grace, Handmaid of the Lord, Mother of Christ, Mother of the Church, Mother of Cabal, to name a few. Our Lady appeared to children and adults in many sites around the world. She appeared like Our Lady of Fatima in Portugal, Our Lady of Guadalupe in Mexico. The devotion to Mary remains the same, regardless of how we know her. Honor is shown to her in both public and private places. She is truly our intercessor. Many favors have been granted through the intercession of the Blessed Virgin Mary. We honor her through reciting the rosary, the joyful, the sorrowful, the glorious and luminous mysteries, through litanies, or perhaps going on a pilgrimage. Also, by placing statues or icons in our homes. Many people, especially women, can relate to Mary because of the human pain she felt through childbirth. Our Lady suffered sorrow because she was the mother of Christ. She bore witness to his life, death, and resurrection. Mary is the Ark of the New Covenant. She is the core of the Catholic Church. She is mediatrix of the universe. Our Lady was the first woman to receive the baptism in the Spirit. Her yes brought forth the child Jesus. Many years ago, at the closing of the 13th Ordinary General Assembly of the Synod of Bishops, they turned to Mary, star of the new evangelization, and reminded us to entrust ourselves to her. The figure of Mary guides us on our way. It was stated by Pope Benedict that our journey can seem like a path across the desert. We know that we must take it, bringing with us what is essential: the gift of the Spirit, the company of Jesus, the truth of his word, the Eucharistic bread which nourishes us, the fellowship of ecclesial communion, the impetus of charity. It is the water of the well that makes the desert bloom. As stars shine more brightly at night in the desert, so the light, Mary, the star of the new evangelization, brightly shines in heaven on our way. To her, we confidently entrust ourselves. Again, these words spoken by Pope Benedict in 2012. I challenge you, my dear brothers and sisters in Christ, to begin a new spiritual journey today, following the footsteps of Our Lady. Begin to evangelize to others. Begin to share and make known who the Mother of God really is. Make it known to others that this is the sure pathway to Jesus. You can email us, divinehealing@catholicradioatlanta.org or prayers@catholicradioatlanta.org. Today we have requests from around the world for our Holy Father and all our holy priests, that they may be the shepherds and defenders of the faith that the Father desires, ministering with love and joy to his children around the world. For Shaylee and Ashley as they graduate from college and now interviewing for jobs. Michael for serious asthma issues. For Ryan, who is in a psychiatric facility, for assistance and evaluation of new medications, for all others suffering from mental illness, in thanksgiving for answered prayer, for Carlito, who has heart issues, for Joanne to have good results from medical testing, for healing of Denise's knee, for Father Mike's health and all those he administers to, for healing of Lisa, Frances, Trish, Michael, and Holly, in mind, body, and spirit, in order that their lives give glory to the Father in heaven. For peace and emotional healing of a young woman dying from drug addiction and staph infection. For the repose of Roberto in the Philippines who passed away. For the holy souls in purgatory. For Sonia and her children, healing of mind, body, and soul. For the leaders of our country and other countries around the world, that they will accept the Lord and make godly decisions. For an end to abortion and euthanasia, and that people of all nations rectify the sanctity of life. For an end to anger, hatred, bitterness, and violence. Mary Angel, who has stage 4 cancer. For Peter Guthrie, who has acute myopic lymphoma. For Dan, who is in late stages of cancer. Also, please pray for Bishop Florencio, Father Rosal, Father Edgar, Father Isnani, Father Jerry, Father Jim, Father Salomon, Father Vladimir, Father Hami, and all priests around the world for their health and protection. Email us at divinehealing@catholicradioatlanta.org or prayers@catholicradioatlanta.org. You can be assured that your requests are shared with all of our prayer partners from around the world.